Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, which means it's time to Ask Ross, which is brought to you by DraftKings, and week four of football is in the books. It's time to get ready for week five, and no better place to do that than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 5, DraftKings Sportsbook, it's bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook, it's giving all new users the chance to receive a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And on top of the great sign-up offer, DraftKings offers great odds boost every Sunday to help you make it rain. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is time for Ask Ross. And Ross, whoever gets the best question, they are going to get one of those great Labatt blue shirts provided to us by our buddy Kevin at Labatt. Just as an aside, Kevin sent one of those great shirts to Dustin after he begged for one. And Dustin is an ecstatic guy because he's got his own Labatt blue shirt, Ross. All right. You ready to get started?
Yes.
All right. Let's start with Mike from Baltimore. He says he's from Baltimore via the anthracite coal region. So he's from up near my area originally, I guess. Ross, one of the more frustrating things for fans to see is your team matriculate the ball down the field only to have the drive stall inside the 10-yard line. If Penn State has a first and goal from the 8-yard line, what do you think are their best options or sequence of plays? Thanks and keep up the great work.
Ooh.
You're the offensive coordinator again.
Yeah. So a couple things I'll say, right? I think anytime you have a tight end like Pat Freiermuth, he can and often is an absolute weapon in the red zone, because the windows to throw the ball get smaller as you get down near the goal line, right? There's not as much space, not as much of an opportunity to throw the ball deep down the field, obviously, because the end zone's there. So when the windows are smaller, it's nice to have a bigger body who can use his body to shield the defender in Freiermuth. Plus, when you're running play action stuff, you know, there's a better chance for him to get free because he's blocking, or you think he might be blocking because he's a tight end. Then boom, he comes out and he's open because he's part of the blocking unit as opposed to receiver. So I really like play action. Sometimes it's even, you know, you run that quick little pop pass. I really like play action to the tight end in that situation. So that's one option. I think when you get inches from the goal line, Jim, I like quarterback sneak. I always have. I think it's the best short yardage goal line play. I think the other things you can look at when you get down there, you can look at a quarterback run, right? Somehow get Clifford or Will Levis, get their legs involved, maybe even give them a run pass option on the move, right? Where it's a rollout or a half roll. They're looking for a receiver, but if nothing's there, there might be enough space they can take it themselves. And then finally, I thought Noah Cain did a really good job, you know, down in short yardage and goal line situations. It was the best Penn State's done in that area, I think, under Franklin. You know, even when they've moved the ball really well, they've had issues with the short yardage goal line stuff, especially short yardage. Think about how many times like Saquon Barkley got tackled in the backfield. Unbelievably frustrating. They've done a much better job with that. I thought Noah Cain did a really nice job.
Is this a position where we might see Zach Kuntz, who's 6'7", and I guess he was an all-state hurdler, which would make me assume he has some ability to get up in the air too?
Yeah, I think he's a possibility. I've seen that recently where when you have guys with that kind of size, just kind of throw them a fade ball up there. But I don't know. I mean, if he's the second tight end, then yes. But Freiermuth's so good, Jim, I think the thought process would be, well, why don't you just do that with Freiermuth? Because he's a more accomplished player, has a thicker body, even if he's a couple inches shorter than Kuntz.
Well, I wondered even if with the two tight ends, there'll be a mismatch somewhere on one of them. You end up with a smaller DB. All right, let's move on. Brad from San Francisco. Do you see the free year of eligibility resulting in more or fewer transfers? I don't see why a guy wouldn't play the year and then transfer after the season if he doesn't get playing time. You know, Brad is, I guess, is suggesting it's a free year. You may as well get on the field and see what happens with your current team.
Well, I think that there's a lot of truth to that from an eligibility standpoint. I think most guys that have opted out, it's because of a health concern with COVID and contracting the COVID virus, as opposed to a preserving a year of eligibility thing, because they all know what the rule is now. They all know that this year doesn't count for that. I want to make sure I'm answering his question, Jim, but he's essentially saying, why are these guys opting out? Like, they should play.
Well, I think he's more talking about the transfer portal. That now I didn't say it initially in the question. He mentions John Dunmore's name, which probably isn't fair because I don't think that's a transfer portal issue. It sounds like there's some off field, you know, either family or personal things. But I think what he's saying is, in general, why would you transfer and perhaps lose out lose a year either because you're transferring too late, not getting to the new team quick enough? Why don't you just stay on your own team? You get reps at least in practice, and it doesn't count against your eligibility.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I guess I don't know. I mean, I guess if you know you want to be somewhere else, why not? I mean, when you transfer, a lot of times you can still practice even if you can't play in the games. So.
The sooner you get to your destination site, the better.
Yeah, I don't really understand. Let's put it this way. That's not the winner this week.
Okay. Well, but speaking of transfer players, and I've heard this kind of conversation going on, so I may as well give you the question. Patrick from Killeen, Texas says, after 3 weeks at Florida and last year's play at Penn State, was Justin Shorter an overhyped prospect coming out of high school?
Well, certainly he has not lived up to the billing as a five-star recruit and the number one wide receiver in the country so far. He has not. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons why that could be, Jim. I don't really know. You know, sometimes these guys struggle to adjust to the complexities and the nuance and the detail of playing at the next level. Sometimes, I don't know, maybe they've got off the field things going on, or maybe they don't have the requisite work ethic to be productive. I don't know. You know, but this happens sometimes, right? And it happens the same way in the NFL sometimes, Jim, with guys that are really successful in college. Like a guy like Dorial Green Beckham comes to mind. Right. So he was the number one recruit in the country, five star, went to Missouri, had a good career at Missouri. Then he goes to the NFL, was drafted pretty high still, but never really had the attention to detail, never really had what he needed from a work ethic standpoint. His talent was such that he was still able to make a bunch of plays in college. And I think Shorter will make some plays, but just being able to run fast, be big and jump high is not enough. That can work in high school. They just throw the ball up to you and boom. But when you get to that next level, the other guys are pretty fast, pretty strong. They can jump pretty well as well. And so you're going to have more than that. And the high school rankings a lot of times are just based on really your natural physical ability.
And isn't it a little quick to put the nail in Justin Shorter's coffin? I mean, especially with this year not counting against the year of eligibility, and it is his first year at Florida, he still has, what, 3 more years of eligibility after this year because this year doesn't count. I just kind of feel like it's a pretty quick judgment on Justin Shorter, and it is only 2 or 3 games into their season, too. All right, next up, we spent all of segment 2 talking about you being the offensive coordinator or talking about Kirk Ciarrocca. Here's another question about the offense. This is Jeff from Washington, D.C. saying, could the delayed Big Ten season actually benefit Penn State given the amount of new coaches the players need to mesh with and the installation of a new offense, especially with Ohio State coming in to town in week 2?
Yeah, I mean, that's a concern, Jim. I don't think there's any question about it. I think there's a lot of change on the offensive side of the ball and not a lot of time actually playing games to get ready for Ohio State. I mean, they'll have one game before then, and they've got a lot of change, whereas Ohio State doesn't. You know, Ohio State, not only did they get their 2 opt-out guys back, but Ohio State has the same head coach, same play caller on offense. Now, wait a minute. Did they lose their D coordinator to Boston College?
I believe so.
Yeah, so that's a benefit, I suppose. I feel like they had like co-D coordinators. I can't remember.
Yes, yeah, I think that is what it was, Ross, co-coordinators.
Right. Well, at any rate, though, it's not ideal. I mean, you know, I thought this was a great year for Penn State to beat Ohio State, and maybe they do. Hopefully they do. But having to have them be the second game now, as opposed to whatever it was going to be, Jim, 5th maybe? I don't know, 6th?
Well,
this
leads to another question real quick. You know, is the advantage that they don't have Penn State's new offense scouted that well since it'll be game 2? Is that in it?
No, because they know what Ciarrocca did at Minnesota, and they'll be able to see what they do against Indiana.
All right. That is it for Ask Ross. Stick around. Quarter number 4, Bob and Andy are back, and we will announce our winner. Stick with us.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN at sign-up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.